The president's first interview, a seasoned and wise statesman, dotting I's and crossing T's with Nasir Kandil. In his first interview as president of the Republic, General Joseph Aoun, on the eve of his visit to Saudi Arabia, comes across as clear in his vision and understanding of his presidential course. He is fully aware of the complexities, responsibilities, and aspirations tied to his role. While diplomacy is necessary on many fronts, he's not appeared to be one of pleasantries at the expense of his convictions. Nor does he tailor his position to appease or avoid displeasing others. He remains optimistic that the political centrism he embodies and operates by, though not a neutrality in national matters, will succeed in fostering a Lebanese atmosphere of dialogue rather than confrontation, paving the way for the state's revival. The state is the project, and it must hold decision-making power in all matters, particularly in war and peace. However, such authority comes with consequences and responsibilities, the foremost being the state's readiness to bear these burdens and risks. The president asserts that he's up to the task. He acknowledges Lebanon's interest in maintaining relations with the United States, yet when questioned about Israeli violations, he responds unequivocally. They constitute a breach of agreement brokered and guaranteed by the U.S. He does not presume to know whether Israel's disregard for the agreement and Washington's failure to intervene reflects a lack of American will to prevent it or merely a strategic wait for the right timing. Ultimately, he concludes that the result of diplomatic efforts will be assessed in due course. If military action becomes necessary to reclaim occupied land, so be it. And if the state, as the sovereign decision maker, finds it necessary to call upon its people beyond the army, then that too will be its prerogative. A state that assumes responsibility can dictate what it expects from others, as well as when and how. The South is now the priority, whether in implementing Resolution 1701 or in reconstruction efforts. The president is reassured by the high level of cooperation surrounding these priorities and encounters no issue with any party, particularly Hezbollah, in this regard. He finds satisfaction in the statements made by Hezbollah's Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasim, quoting him verbatim during the discussion while commending his remarks on resistance and statehood. He's similarly encouraged by MP Mohammad Raad's speech during the parliamentary session debating the ministerial statement and the granting the government confidence. Confident that diplomatic efforts are being met with cooperation and facilitation, the president affirms that Lebanon's commitments under Resolution 1701 have been smoothly implemented in the South. However, if a satisfactory outcome regarding the withdrawal of occupying forces is not achieved, the defensive strategy will be the answer, with the state assuming full authority and initiative to address all potential scenarios, including the military option. The president asserts that the issue of arms is not an obstacle to securing reconstruction funding, emphasizing that the discussions he has encountered have focused on reform conditions rather than disarmament. He also highlights that the emphasis on implementing Resolution 1701 serves Lebanon's interest, as the Lebanese people are both committed to and unified in their adherence to it. Throughout the interview, it's clear, both explicitly and between the lines, that the agreement Lebanon accepted does not stipulate disarming the resistance as a prerequisite for the withdrawal of occupation forces, nor as a condition for funding reconstruction. The president appears confident that no obstacle will arise in relations with the resistance. Whether diplomacy succeeds in ending the occupation, halting aggression, and compelling the enemy to fulfill its obligations under Resolution 1701, or whether it fails, the outcome will define the next stage. If diplomacy prevails, both the state and the resistance will welcome and facilitate a transition toward building a strong and just Lebanon. If it falters, then the state and the resistance will stand together in confronting the challenges and resorting to force if necessary, this time with the state leading, not following. The president strikes a balance between clarity and reassurance, exuding confidence while instilling it in others. He's sincere and resolute in his commitment to building the state, yet harbors no illusions that this can be achieved through external support alone, nor by shirking national responsibilities or succumbing to internal sectarian divisions. His patriotism and wisdom reflect the acumen of a seasoned statesman.